Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Tiger Talk. We're going to start our program with the girls basketball coach from Mobridge Pollock, Stefan Hedick. And coach, thanks for joining us here. We want to talk a little bit about this past couple of days, a couple of impressive wins by your girls. There's a lot to be proud of, but specifically, I think that they're actually gelling as a unit and coming together at the right time, don't you?
Yeah, that's what really stands out to me. We've played two games in a row where I feel like we really truly played great team basketball, and that's what's exciting about it. Looking specifically at Monday night against Potter County, that was unreal. So proud of the girls, the way they moved the ball and shared the ball, and they were always looking for the extra pass. We had 26 assists in that game, and that, you know, looking back, at least I haven't looked back very far, but at least on this season, that blows any other game we've had out of the water as far as assists and the assist-to-turnover ratio. So sharing the ball really well, always looking for that extra pass, finding the girl that's open, and then that transitions into better shooting. I mean, that was a lights-out, felt like it was raining for a while that night. Couldn't miss. We had, I think, four different girls that were 60% or above from the field or something like that, and I think that's a direct result of that team play and the way they move the ball, and it really gives us the right shots that we can be successful with.
Now, McLaughlin, they kind of got out to a quick start against you guys last night, and they kind of had you up against the ropes in the first quarter, but was there any sense of panic? Was there any sense of worry, or did you know that this group was going to come together and start finding their range and doing the things they needed to come and overcome that lead?
No, you know, I was never real worried. Funny, between the two, the Monday night game that had the bigger margin of victory, you know, ultimately, they actually had us down 2-10 because we kind of started out real slow in those first couple of minutes. And then before you knew it, it was 20-12 or something like that when we really got going. But back to the McLaughlin game, you know, I don't know that they ever had more than a 5 or 6 point lead. And they kind of got going a little bit early and hit a couple shots, but I trusted our game plan, and more importantly, the girls trusted our game plan, and they just stuck with it. You know, they never lost confidence. I never felt in a timeout or anything like that. I never felt any sense of panic in the girls whatsoever. They just played maturely, and they knew that, you know, if we just keep doing our thing and stick with the game plan and doing what we need to do, eventually it'll take care of itself, and it did.
You know, watching these girls come in as youngsters and make their way through the program, one thing that I think that if you went back and looked at the film and saw these girls as freshmen, sophomore, to now where they're at, the defense, and I don't know if that's something you teach and practice, is something you preach up at the pulpit or what, but the defensive efforts have really improved year after year after year. And last night was a prime example when they had, a 6 foot center in there. You couldn't really tell because the defense really stepped up. And I think it's something that they're playing team defense better now than I've ever seen a Mobridge Pollock team play.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of our goal. You know, I've always felt like I'm a defensive minded coach. We hang our hat on defense. We talk a lot about defense, and we know we have the athletes to play great defense, especially in the backcourt. You know, our aggressive style of pressure defense, you know, whether we're getting the steals like we did Monday night or not getting the steals, either way, that's going to wear them down. You know, if you're having to dribble the ball up the floor or get the ball moved around the court with that tight pressure in your face defense for the entire game, you're not going to be in real good shape to be able to do a lot in that third and fourth quarter, and that's what we hang our hat on. And, you know, if I feel like I say it in a lot of timeouts down the stretch in this third and fourth quarters of these games, just as a reminder, you know, girls, we hang our hats on defense, so we maybe are making some adjustments on offense. We got to make this cut or we got to flash to this spot. But ultimately, the reminder at the end of that timeout is, hey, we win these games on defense, and that just kind of gets it back in their head, and they know that we go out there and we play our aggressive defense, shut them down, make them frustrated, and that's going to turn into the offense that we need, and it has.
Another thing that was really impressive last night was second chance points. And I don't know what I looked at the totals this morning, but yesterday morning, and you must be outscoring your opponent's second chance points, which is amazing because I've nonstop abused you for years and years and years about playing undersized But it's amazing to me the scrappiness and the ability to get those rebounds and put the basket, put the ball back in the basket.
Yeah, and that has to be a focal point of us as an undersized team. You know, we're just used to it. I don't know if our girls even ever really feel undersized anymore. We just know we're going to step on the floor. And I mean, we're getting in. We played a defensive tip against McLaughlin with the 6'2 girl, but we're still into offensive tips against 6 foot girls a lot of times, 5'10 girls, you know, just because I trust us to get our game plan going, and we've just adjusted to that. But yeah, as far as the second chance points go, that rebounding as an undersized team is something that we really focus and drill on, and making sure that we make a point to make contact with a girl on our box outs. And that's something that I've really seen growth in the girls from the beginning to now. If you watch the film, you know, we're not just standing there thinking that ball's going to get into our hands. We're getting our butt into the opponent, and we're getting them pushed out of there, and then we're sealing those rebounds, whether it's a defensive rebound, which is going to get us out and running, or an offensive rebound, which can give us a putback.
You know, and you talked about the assists. One thing that has impressed me is, and I think if you evaluate different girls over the years, some girls mature quicker than other girls. You've got a couple of sophomores that have matured really well and are playing in your lineup starting each night. But you got to be impressed with the level of play from the first game to last night with Faith Heil. The way she gets out in front of the break and the way she can outrun just about anybody. You know, you look at Faith and you're thinking, well, this is a long girl that doesn't have a lot of speed. But then you watch her in the open court, man, she is outrunning everybody and getting to the basket. And there's a rare miss at the other end.
Yeah, that's kind of Faith's strong point is she's quick and she's got that long and lanky frame that helps her to get her hand on a lot of them balls. And then she's just out in front. It's just like you said, there's not a lot of girls that are beat her up the floor. She's one of those that, you know, in the coaching world, they kind of say is almost feels like she's faster with the ball than she is without the ball. And when she gets out and going, one of her strongest points is her ability to finish at the rim with that lanky body. She gets up in the air, gets over them defenders, and she's just got a touch at the basket. That's something that you can't teach, you know, just a natural ability to find the inside of that hoop. And she's one that has really put a lot of work into the game. She loves the game of basketball, and she does a great job, and she's always looking to learn and always looking to get better. And as far as this year from beginning to the end, these last couple games, it sure seems like she's really stepped up. And I think she's just doing something that we've known she's always had the ability to do, but as her confidence has grown this year, she's doing just an awesome job of getting in there, attacking the basket, and getting those finishes at the rim, and that's been huge for us these past couple games as well.
And then the other sophomore I'm talking about, of course, is Tegan Conold. Tegan Conold was your leading scorer, you know, to start the season out, first couple of games. She kind of backed off scoring-wise, but if you watch very closely, the little things that she does, the hustle defense, the extra pass, the little things that sometimes will mean the difference between a win and a loss, you got to really appreciate her game as well.
Yeah, she's another absolute lover of the game, student of the game, and as long as she's contributing and as long as she's playing well, you know, there's no bigger critic of Tegan than Tegan. You know, she's always after herself if she feels like she's not doing something right, but it's not in a negative way that's going to take away from the game. It's in a way that she's going to take that as fuel to fire to get better. And yeah, she started out our season with a bang and was scoring a lot, but then as defenses scout that and adjust, the great thing about her is she's just as happy with if she looks at a stat line and sees 8 assists like she did against Potter County on Monday night, she's just as happy being a part of those 16 points as anything else. And she does a great job seeing those passes and getting the ball to her teammates in a position where they have the ability to score. And that's awesome. You know, that's team basketball, and that's any coach's dream. I'll take 5 girls that want to play team basketball over, you know, a couple all-stars any day of the week.
And Charlie Henderson is another one that has really impressed me as of late. It almost looked like she was a little frustrated in the beginning, but now you can see that she's enjoying the game. You even see a smile out of her once in a while and a giggle here and there, but it just seems like she's really having fun playing the game that she loves.
Yeah, Charlie led us last season in scoring and rebounding, and then, like you said, had a little bit of trouble finishing in the first parts of the season, but I think it was right around that Lakota Tech game where she really kind of had the breakout game that we knew it was coming. You know, everybody goes through those highs and lows in what is a season, and these girls have a lot going on, but you could see her confidence build since that Lakota Tech game when she really got it going. And now, even up against 6'2 opponents, 6-foot opponents, whatever she's playing against, she's playing aggressive. She's attacking the basket. She's getting after it. She's rebounding. She's doing a great job of that as well. And starting to hit a couple from the perimeter. And anytime you can have a post player that's able to stretch it out and hit a perimeter shot or two each game, that really frustrates the defense a lot because you can't just focus on guarding her in one place. And, you know, a lot of times that becomes an advantage to us being the undersized team if we're playing against a 6'4 girl, 6'2 girl, whatever, that's not real quick or athletic, that's more of a spot-up, camp-in-the-paint type of a girl. Now that big girl has to stretch out and try to guard her at 20 feet as well as guard her in on the post. So that's really going to wear those big girls out and make their job a lot tougher as well.
You know, and one thing that you want to have with any team is a fantastic leader. And I would have to say that Reagan Weisbeck, she not only has the rapport of everybody on the floor, you know, you can see her always in the mix with the girls, whether it be in the bleachers before the game or whatever it is. She's an outstanding leader. She contributes in ways that you don't usually see in the stat page, but she's one of the most important cogs in that wheel.
Yeah, she's a great leader, and thing is about Reagan is she's always positive. You know she's bringing her teammates up. You know, if they make a mistake and they're down, she's reassuring them and keeping their head in the game and doing a great job of that. We have great leadership from you know, Reagan and Katie were chosen by the team and coaches as our team captains this year, and they do a good job in different ways of leading the team. But you know, Reagan, it doesn't show. You mentioned the stat pages. You know, there's no 20-point games or 18-point games, but she's consistent as well. You know, as long as she continues to give us 7 to 8, 9 points a game like she has been, along with the other stepping up, and you never know when. You know, in that Potter County game, she had 8 huge points. I don't know if they're back-to-back, but 2 3-pointers early in the first quarter when we were in that position that we were down 2-10, she was able to hit 2 3-pointers and be part of that run that got us right back in control of the game. So that's huge as well. And some of the intangibles, the last 3 games, Reagan has led our team far and away by taking charges. You know, her ability and willingness to step in on defense and get in a good defensive position and sacrifice her body a little bit. And, you know, that's not easy to do. She gets beat up a little bit about that as well physically. You know, so there's a lot of bumps and bruises and soreness, but that's just her stepping in and doing what it takes. If they take a charge in a game, they get one of those big Gatorades from the C-store from the coach, and I'm going to have to start taking out a loan to feed Reagan her Gatorades pretty soon. But, yeah, that's a great job out of her as well.
And then you talked about Katie Kimnitz, the other leader on the floor. She does a lot of things quietly. She leads by example. But then again, once in a while, you'll get a smile out of her when she does something, and she just has a real excitement, too, for the game. I got to say, across the board, you're starting 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9, there's just a love for basketball there.
Yeah, they love the game. Katie, like you said, she's a quiet leader, but when she gets on, it's scary. Yeah. You know, I'd hate to be the guy playing against her when she gets on. You know, Monday night, she never missed. She was actually 9 of 9 from the field, which is obviously has to be a record, you know, at the very least tied for a record, you know, if you never missed a shot. But on top of that, you know, that's not what she cares about either. She's just doing what she can do, and she was not by any means forcing things. You know, she had some breakaway layups that got fed to her and the open threes on the perimeter. On top of that 9 for 9 effort from the field, she also had 6 assists and 4 steals in that game. So she's doing everything she can and just doing what she's supposed to do. And it's like any different night, as long as we're all playing like we're supposed to play, it might be Katie scoring, it might be Faith, it might be anybody. And that's what makes us kind of, I think, hard to scout and hard to guard, is on any given night, you never know who's going to step up. And then you mentioned everybody else. You know, Heidi comes in and she gives us an amazing defensive effort. You know, wherever she is, she's her ability to stay on an offensive player tight like glue and make them miserable is awesome. Faith, Hope Keel. You know, I always get that Faith and Hope thing mixed up on our team. Hope Keel's coming in as of late and giving us good minutes, you know, giving good blows to our other post players. And she's one that we can trust to be out there and play solid defense for a while and grab some rebounds. And, you know, we got JC Netterville coming in, and she does a good job as well. She's aggressive, and she's really coming into her own and finding her role and finding her shots. And like you said, we're all just coming together and loving the game. And as long as we can keep doing what we're each asked of, I think we're in great shape moving forward.
You get prepared for Chamberlain coming up on Friday, and then you've got a little tiny break. How important is that break going to be? I don't know what your health status is right now, 100%, 90%. I saw Reagan go down and hit her head pretty good, bounced it off the floor, and then she was back out there 5 minutes later trying to take another charge. But that break is going to be, you know, a nice little break and get some kids healthy.
Yeah, it's, you know, we don't have, knock on wood, we don't have anything too serious right now. But at this point in the season, you know, end of January, game number 13 or whatever it is, there's always some bumps and bruises. Everybody's got their soreness, but I think that's across the state and across every team. So we're in good shape. We just need to ice and, you know, we'll get our rest in between. We got a couple days here before Chamberlain or a day before Chamberlain to just make some game preparations, you know, not do overly too much in practice to so we're ready for that one. That's a little bit of a longer road trip too. And then, you know, it's just one game at a time the rest of the way out. Only a couple more weeks left of the regular season already. It's crazy how fast that goes.
And right now, as it sits, you guys are number one in the region, right?
Yes, I believe we are, yep.
And so that's important because you get that bye or you get that home game. I don't know, is there a bye in our region?
No, I believe we have an 8-team region, so it wouldn't be a bye. But the number one seed's nice to have to be able to start with the bottom seed and then second round even still have, which should be the 4 or the 5,
yeah,
you know, whoever wins in that match.
But most importantly, to play in Mobridge-Pollock High School where that crowd gets, and I have to say last night is as loud as I've ever heard it. Granted, the McLaughlin faithful were there, and they were making a lot of noise, too. But you guys had a huge amount of support last night from the student section all the way over to, you know, the fans. It was really amazing to see and hear how loud it got there last night.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was, I would say, probably the best crowd we've had this year. It seems like people turn up for McLaughlin versus Mobridge-Pollock. It's a good rivalry game, and it's always heated, and it's always intense, and it was awesome. You know, the girls fed off of that energy. They were really pumped up the whole game, and I loved it. You know, loved the energy and the atmosphere in that gym. That was a lot of fun.
All right, Coach. Well, we got Chamberlain coming up. We look forward to talking to you again down the road on Tiger Talk, and appreciate your time. I know that you're a very busy guy, and time's you know, something that's very valuable to you. We appreciate you coming in and making the time for Tiger Talk.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
We'll be back in a few moments. We're going to have Coach TJ Knutson. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge.